We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking to our Manhattan City officials here today. City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission meets 7 o'clock tonight in City Hall. And the consent agenda has got some interesting items on it here tonight. And any particular place you want to start, Ron?
No, I think we can do it. So I just a couple of items that we're recommending award of some projects. One is, and to purchase some equipment. One is we actually have a carryover for a flood mitigation project at Frank Annenberg Park. This is primarily due to the significant flooding that occurred there in 2018. You know, we've had an asphalt chip and seal parking lot with millings that most of it washed into the lake. And so to keep that from and prevent that from happening in the future, this grant will actually pave the parking lot and pave some of the trails that can get washed away when the creek comes up to the height that it has in the past. So there's some good benefit there. Just to give you an example, the engineer's estimate on this project was about $1.6 million. We had several bidders, and the low bid was submitted by Colby Construction of St. Mary's for just over $875,000. So significant savings there, and we're excited to be able to do those improvements. But it kind of shows you how far behind FEMA is on some of their projects, too. We're just working on 2018. We still have some 2019 ones that we're still trying to get some funding for. We also have a recommendation to award a new generator for the headquarters fire station. You know, one of the things we've done over the past couple of years is turn that headquarters fire station into an emergency operations center from necessity, the 2019 flooding threat that we had from Tuttle Creek Reservoir, and then also the pandemic this year. And only the truck engine fire response portion of the building is covered under the current generator. It's the original generator when it was constructed. So this is an upgrade to be able to provide backup power for the entire building, which we believe is necessary and something we put in our capital improvements program for funding. So recommending that approval as well. We have requests from the Aggieville and Downtown Business Improvement Districts to fund the remaining part of their budget. So one of the things that was a COVID casualty, if you will, or shortfall has been our transient guest taxes. So both of those agencies are funded from transient guest tax. Those revenues continue to be short because that industry hasn't recovered, and we're not seeing the funds generated that we typically would. So last year we agreed to use economic development funds to make them whole for their budget requests, as opposed to only funding about half of what their allocation was, which would require them to reduce their services. Now, one of the things that I know Aggieville was able to recoup those funds through the CARES program and different aid packages. And I think downtown got about half of it. So they did return some of those funds from last year. We do think if we replace these funds on a temporary basis, that those would be eligible for reimbursement as well. Still waiting for the final rules to come out on that. So that's essentially those entities are to keep from having a disruption in their services are asking for that financial assistance.
And I want to interject one of the things that people need to be aware of. CVB, you know, briefed that I think the highest motel rate that we had in the last quarter was 70%, and it coincided with Aggieville Business District's little Manhattan High School reunion project. And of course that affected transient guest tax because the rates went up that day. And so I've supported, you know, fully making both of these business districts whole, because this is what's going to drive the economic recovery and the stuff they provide. And it was interesting to see, you know, that direct correlation in CVB's briefing last week, where we're way, look at that. The highest hotel rate night was something that the Aggieville Business District had done. And so the return is there, because the problem was transient guest tax deficiencies, and what they're doing enhanced that, at least for that week. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you know, more gains from both of those. And that's why I felt it was very important to make them whole.
A couple other, or another COVID related item is involves Manhattan Town Center. Of course, the city owns the land that the mall sits on and has a lease payment, annual lease payment. COVID impacted their ability to make those lease payments just because they were shut down, and there's provisions in their contract, which is a force majeure measure and aspects. And so this agrees to a reduced rate during that period of time. We do believe that, again, these shortfalls would be something that some of our COVID relief funds could potentially step in and make up the difference. And then the other item related to the mall that's on there is occasionally the owners of the mall want to change management companies. So as the owner of the, ultimately the owner of the property, the city has to consent to that management change. And in this case, they're recommending moving from CBRE to CenterCal Properties, which is it's a management company that was created by the owners, which are essentially the teachers union for the state of California. Their pension fund is the owners of the current mall owners. So this is something that the city can't unreasonably withhold, and it's usually a formality in regard to that. And we do recommend that change. We also have been working on a feasibility study for a new indoor aquatic center, and we had recruited folks or asked folks to be that were interested in signing up to serve on a steering committee. We had good response to that, over 100, and narrowed it down to 15 individuals. All the commissioners had submitted some names for the mayor to consider, and he went through a process and is recommending this 15-member group for participation.
All right.
And I think that worked out pretty well. If you look at the list, I know I'll give Ron credit. He did something I didn't do. He made a scatter diagram of where everybody lived. And if you look at it, it's a good shot group across the entire city and region. I mean, it's not like everybody's on the west side or east side. There's one from just about every place. And so that plus the expertise of the people that ended up being nominated by the various commissioners, I think we've got a pretty good group there.
All right. So the goal of that steering committee then, when will be what?
Well, you've got, you know, the feasibility study again, which $100,000 of that was, you know, a local business put that up, is to take a look at, you know, what that study shows and come up with some recommendations. But of course, the scary part here, of course, is the funding. I mean, this thing is going to be expensive, not just in building the building, but in operations. And can we actually do it? That remains to be seen. But a lot of the people on the steering committee have got expertise in managing pools and lifeguards and things like that. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, the information they can bring forth. And then we'll see what we can do about the budgeting. But hopefully, you know, there's a way to get some other funding. And we're going to need to partner with perhaps the county and perhaps the school district. It'd be nice if we could partner with K-State, but that looks like a long shot on that auditorium. So we'll see what we can get done.
All right. That's going to be a fun one to watch here over the next couple of years as we see where that conversation goes. Again, the Manhattan City Commission meets 7 o'clock tonight, City Hall. Number of ways you can participate in person, cityofmhk.com/TV. There's also Cox Cable Channel 3 and the city's Facebook page. You can participate in there as well. Guys, it's good to talk to you again, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks. And hope you guys have a good meeting this evening.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Brandon. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks so much. That's going to wrap up the program here for this Tuesday morning. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking with a couple of school officials, USD 383. We'll talk with Eric Reed, assistant superintendent, and board member Kurt Herman. And then Manhattan Christian College, Kevin Ingram, the president there, will be joining us in the second half of the program.